Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King. Join us as we discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Hosted by Michael King, a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and author of Contracting with the King. This hour is brought to you by HomeTalk.Expert. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.Expert. That's HomeTalk.Expert. We invite you to listen at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like HomeTalk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, HomeTalk.Expert proudly presents the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Guys, welcome America. That's right.
As I told you last week, we're going to dedicate all 3 hours to all the great inventors. This is Let's Make America Great Special. That's what we're going to do today. For 3 hours, we're going to talk to entrepreneurs, inventors. We're going to talk to how to basically, if you have an idea and you're trying to get it to market, well, this is the 3 hours you want to stay tuned to the show. And what else to do it but my co-host of the Invent America show, that you can actually listen to that at the second hour. The inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. She's right here. Miss Rita, how you doing?
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, a couple of weeks ago when I brought this to you, everybody thought I was crazy because I said, you know, we don't want to steal that political slogan from our 45th president. But hey, I said, let's make America great special. Let's talk to I'm excited, and let's do a special and to all these great inventors and entrepreneurs that basically bring us the products and services that make our life better.
That's absolutely the truth, Michael. You know, you've been doing this show for a long time, and it always amazes me how often I go back and look, and you had inventors on who were getting into the marketplace for years. And, you know, America is great because we have inventors who come up with new products. I mean, America invents, and that's why we have a show called Invent America. And it's hard. You know, and there's a lot of black holes out there. And so for our inventors, we are the ones who give them now the good guidance, and they're the ones that bring us the products. I mean, it's a wonderful thing that you have put together, your family that you've put together, and you bring all of the American inventors into your family. Thank you.
Well, I tell you, and that's what we're going to try to do because it's so important that we bring product and services and manufacturing and to the U.S. Let's bring everything back here. If we could try to produce it here in America, that's what we want to do. And because, you know, Rita, we don't counterfeit things. We invent things, and that's what we do here. And I'm so excited. And tell us about the Invent America show that people can tune in at our second hour. It's part of the Home Talk USA radio family, where we actually dedicate that whole hour to inventors. And it's, you know, we're getting so many compliments because it's the technologies of the future. Some of this stuff is 10, 15 years ahead of itself. So we're introducing it now that way our audience can say, hey, we got this coming up the pike. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. It's so funny because, you know, when I first started doing this 15 years ago, I would always, you know, I'd get inventors that had brand new products and we were trying to get them into the marketplace. And so my family always got these new inventions for Christmas. And my son-in-law, he was just like, you know, so, oh, that is so weird. And then he got the first first round at that first year I was doing things, oh my God, this is so cool. What are we getting this year? And so it was so funny because when I go to their house now, I see some of these products that they still got around the house. And the one lady was going and she was taking a new job, so she sold out. They bought her entire inventory so that they could take it into the mill and give it to all of their workers. And it was just so funny to watch how my family and my friends have come along and said, oh, do you have any of this? And oh, do you have any of that? And where can I get this? So the whole inventing process that we have learned to go through has been a wonderful trip for family, friends, colleagues, you know, all the people that we have gotten to know over the years. And I am sure you've got things around your house that were from your early clients.
Yeah, that's right. I could tell you one right now. At Bond Products, the carpet binding came on this show, not a huge, and you know, companies like that. It's you know, it's so important that we give them this exposure. And of course, we don't want these entrepreneurs to go bankrupt before they have a chance to get their product to market. Because if you don't know what you're doing and you're trying to guess, you can be in a financial hurt before your product even gets to you know, on the shelves.
Oh, that's for sure. And today we're talking about the way you brand a product. Well, that is one of the big financial killers is, you know, Apple paid a lot of money to teach us that an apple is something that you play with instead of something you eat. And most inventors don't have that kind of money.
Yeah. Well, tell us
and
about
so we've
got to
be
today.
More strategic.
Tell us about our three guests today. Who
well,
we have?
Our three guests, Ken Overgaard, he's got a product called Plunge Sleeve. And then we've got Danielle Christensen. She has got diaper extenders. And these names are all just so on target. Because I always tell people, it's like, you know, what would you Google to find you? And I did not know these guys when they picked their names, but I'm sure that they were reading my mind. And then our industry expert is David Streen. He has got Wedge Light and Edgy Tools. And again, fascinating names for the products that he picked because he understands, you know, you've got to have a way to get people to find you. And so we've got to be using our words wisely when we go out on social media.
Well, we're talking to the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. We're talking, this is our Make America Great special that we're doing, where we're going to be, dedicating all 3 hours to inventors and you can tune in to me and Rita at the top of the hour on the Genesis Communication Radio Network, where we dedicate to the Event America show, which is part of the Home Talk USA radio family. And I got some texts last week because, as you know, Home Talk is, you know, well, we started off as a home improvement show, but we're really more than a home improvement show. We discover what we discuss, not discover. Yeah, well, you could say we discover, but we discuss all the issues that have to do with the home. So if it has to do with the home, we cover it here on Home Talk. So we're more than a home improvement show. So if it has to do with the home, we're going to talk about it right here.
Yep, that's exactly what we do. And so many of our inventors are all over the home. They're in every room of the home, the bathroom, the kitchen, the garage, the backyard, you know, the toy box. And so the new show that we're going to, ASD Market Week in March, is a wonderful expansion of the categories that we used to cover. Now it gives us everything for our inventors. So you've got a kitchen gadget out there. You've got a new toy, pet product, tool, electrical, new hammer. We've got a gentleman going who's got a new hammer. It's wonderful. Join us and reach out to us because we're looking for now our team to go.
All right. That's right. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about the show. It's a new show you're going to, and that's going to be in Las Vegas. We're going to get all the instructions, and I'm excited. We're going to bring the show there, and then I'm going to pop over there to the National Hardware Show in that same week, the week after. So I think I'm going to be in Las Vegas for about a month, so I hope they don't throw me out of there. But all right, Rita, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to inventor Ken Overgaard. I'm here. This is Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. This is our Let's Make America Great special. We're glad you're tuning in. Stay tuned. So we've got a long way to go. 3 hours of uninterrupted education information right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cajun Man alone with the Havana Lady. We're going to be right back. Yahee!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327.
Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back. This is Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. My guest today is Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. This is, well, if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Make America Great Special. We're talking to all the inventors. You can tune in to me and Rita at the top of the hour on the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. All right, let's get it going. Let's get a little taste of the Invent America Show. And Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Ken Overgaard. He is in Manhattan, and he has invented a product that everybody is going to get right away. Ken, thank you so much for being with us. Today we're talking about branding. And, you know, first tell our listeners, what is plunge sleeve?
Well, plunge sleeve is an ergonomic product. It's a padded oversleeve that you put on your plunger, make it more stable, and have it be easier to use. And then in addition, I've had it designed where you can create any type of design you want because it's easily interchangeable.
And, you know, I always tell people, what would you Google to find your product? And, you know, this is before they, you know, they file a trademark or whatever, but we need a name. You know, when we're going to a trade show, we need to be able to call a product something. And so, you know, it's like, all right, well, how do I name it? So when I say, you know, what would you Google to find you, I always look at, all right, well, I would Google plunger. And so how did you come up with this name? Because it really says exactly what it should say.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Rita. Well, my wife and I were sitting and we were brainstorming, and we tried a lot of different words to describe. And we put those two words together, like plunge sleeve from plunger and sleeve. And so plunge sleeve just really hit the mark. And it seems to say a lot.
Well, it says exactly what it is, and that's good. You get an A-plus in putting a name on something. Because there's times when I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what were you thinking when you named it this? Because nobody's going to be able to find you. And, you know, you spelled it right. I think a lot of times inventors think that, you know, well, it'll sound the same, but I'll give it a goofy spelling. But nobody can read your mind and spell it in the goofy way to find you.
I got that. I understand. Yeah.
And so you did a very good job. So what's next for you, Ken? What are you trying to do with your product?
I'd like to get it out. And so what I want to do is do a licensing agreement and just make sure it's readily available and well-known so that everybody can take advantage of and have one.
Well, you know, it's funny because you think, oh, plungers, oh, they've been around forever. But they've improved a lot over the years. There's some that are much more eye-appealing as far as, you know, you got to have a plunger by the toilet. I don't really care how fancy your toilet is. You generally still need a plunger there, especially if you've got kids or pets or, you know, anybody else that just wants to throw stuff in down a toilet. And so having one that is a little bit more eye-appealing, you know, it's still got to be there. And if you've got five toilets in the house, guess what? You're going to have five plungers.
Well, there you go.
It's amazing. So I'm hoping that you will be able to join us at ASD Market Week. I think it would be a great show for you to be able to go and show off and get some feedback from the professionals out there that buy those types of products. And, you know, being able to get people to see it and give you feedback is critical at this point.
I agree. I think I'm looking forward to that. That would be a good experience.
So, anyway, we're going to help you get teed up and get ready to go for that show. Make sure that you've got them the sexy prototype. I know that your patent has issued, a few years back. So what's kind of been the stop point? Help our inventors out because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you share similar experiences. So what has been holding you back? What's been the stopping point for you?
Well, looking back and thinking about it, I think the issue is one of finding a compatible manufacturer that they wouldn't have to retool completely and that would fit into the product line and have it be incorporated at not too much of an expense, and just to find the appropriate company.
All right. Well, we're going to see if we can't work on that for you and help you out. And for inventors out there, if you've got an idea or you're kind of stuck like Ken has been, get in touch with us because we've got really good service providers. They can help you through those stuck stages and get you back on the right track. And if you've got questions, you can join us at the Inventors Roundtable. It's kind of the call-in version of the show. It's free. All you got to do is Google Inventors Roundtable. You'll be able to find it. You can go to Inventor Lady, talk about branding. I was at the Denver Metro Chamber one day, and somebody goes, I know you. You're that Inventor Lady. It's like, it works for me. And from there, we went with InventorLady.com. That was back in the day when it was still available. So names are important. You know, when you think about, all right, what would someone Google to find you. All right. Think about that. Start with that and work with those words. We had a gentleman that did a tool to hang a door. And when you Googled, you know, door dog, which is what he wanted to name it, doggy doors came up, a million of them. What he did was got a tagline, how to hang a door. Well, guess what? Now he came up on the first page. So there's strategic ways to use our words. And that's what's really critical. Right, Ken?
Sounds right to me.
So, anyway, thank you so much for joining us today, and we are going to thank some of our sponsors. Kicker Design is one of those guys that you might want to get in touch with. They really help get inventors from that rough prototype stage up to manufacturing prototype. And the other one is Product Quick Start. But Scott Tarsi might be a good one for you. He can do a sexy prototype for your product, and he is part of CAD Design, and he helps inventors get from the ones you might have done on your kitchen table to the sexy prototype that we could show at the trade show. So I'm going to send you his contact information, Ken, and he might be the guy to help get you teed up for this show. Thanks, everybody. Stick with us. We have got another guest coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News Update. Explosions hurting Gaza as fighting continues into a second day this Saturday after the Israel-Hamas truce ends. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. The IDF says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours since the truce expired. And as for getting aid into Gaza, John Kirby with the National Security Council.
Looks like we're going to be able to resume it, probably in terms of dozens of trucks versus hundreds of trucks. That's a good sign.
The first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has passed away. She was 93 years old and was suffering from advanced dementia. In other news, Vice President Kamala Harris arriving in Dubai for the COP28 Climate Summit. President Biden and China's President Xi opting to skip this event, the focus cutting fossil fuels and tackling climate change. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
This is Rita Crompton with Invent America, and we are talking today about branding. How do you pick out a name that actually leads to a brand for your product? And our next guest is Danielle Christensen. Danielle invented diaper extenders, or more officially known as Danny's diaper extenders. Danielle, thanks so much for being with us today. Tell everybody, what is diaper extenders?
Diaper extenders, for the most clear way that I can put it, is an absorbent extender pad that attaches to the back of a baby's diaper to catch those dreaded up-the-back diaper blowouts.
And, you know, considering the fact that we just talked about plungers in our last segment, that this is kind of, you know, appropriate for extending our conversation. And in a funny way, because I have, you know, a grandson who is notorious for that kind of problem, and his mother is waiting to get her hands on these. So the name, though, is what we're focused on today. And so how did you come up with the name? Because, like I said before, you know, I always tell people, what would you Google to find you? And this is perfect. You get an A-plus for naming your product. So tell us how you came up with it.
You know, I've kind of run away with this market because there's not very many other competitors out there. And so I wanted the product to have a very concise description of it in the name so that you can't really mistake it for something else. So if you're ever looking for something that would extend the absorbency of your diaper, you might call it on your own to Google it as a diaper extender. And if you think of a diaper extender, there's not a whole lot that you would imagine that it could be besides something that would extend off the back of a diaper. And so I picked the name so that it could very accurately describe what the product does.
It's very good. It really is, because you're right. That's what somebody would, you know, want to Google to find you. And so how long have you been working on this? Share with our listeners now, because, you know, when we're getting to name a product, you've gone through a lot of the different stages. So tell everybody kind of some of your backstory.
You know, my daughter, she used to blow out of her diaper all the time, and she was my firstborn. She was born in 2018, and so I kind of invented this product to solve the problem for myself with her. And by the time my son was born, that idea was kind of passed, right, because the need for it was gone. But when my son was born, he, too, was a baby that blew out of his diaper, and I said, you know what, I think this idea found me. I need to take it somewhere. And so I started researching how to get a patent, what steps I would need to take to bring a product to market. And then just slowly but surely have been kind of chugging along, found some distributors or manufacturers overseas that could kind of help me out with this process. But at first I really kind of made them all on my own, and that was a lot of work. So Yeah, go ahead.
No, kudos to you for making your own. Are they for sale?
Yes. So the biggest way that I'm selling them right now is over Amazon and Etsy.
All right, give us those addresses, please. What are your website? And then go again with the other places where people can buy them.
Yeah, so on my website, very simple, diaperextenders.com. I also have a Facebook page that you can find by looking up Diaper Extenders, Instagram, Diaper Extenders. And then if you were to type into Amazon, you would put Danny's Diaper Extenders, and that listing will pop right up for you. The same with Etsy.
Excellent. And we will get all that posted on our website so that, you know, mothers and fathers and grandparents out there who don't want to deal with the, you know, the explosion can be able to get their hands on your product. I think it's just wonderful, good for you. And I'm looking forward to having you at ASD Market Week as well, because I think this will be a really good show for you to be able to get out there and show off. And so what is your ultimate goal then? Are you looking for licensing, or do you want to be in only startup mode?
You know, I would love to do the licensing route. I think that Diaper Extenders can go really far, and possibly releasing that to someone else could maybe I could see it going its full potential. I love the idea of licensing. In the meantime, I've really just been trying to get it out there. People don't know it exists. I'm constantly hearing, "Oh, I wish if this was something that when my son was born, like I would have loved to use this. I would have needed this." People don't know it exists. So just getting my product out there so that people can see it is really my biggest effort right now.
Well, that's wonderful. And like I said, we'll do some video with you. We'll get it posted out there so that you're streaming on all of our platforms. We'll get your website and all your social media up there. And in the meantime, you know, you're doing a wonderful job. So thank you so much for being with us today. And we want to thank our Genesis. Thank you so much. We want to thank our Genesis Communication Network for giving us a home. And if you are an inventor and you've got some ideas, you want to check out InventorLady.com. There's the Inventor's Galaxy Guide that walks you through the early steps. And if you want to listen to some of our other topics that we have got out there, InventAmerica.info is a great place to go to be able to find some of those other episodes. And I've had inventors tell me that they pick the topic that's relevant to them at any given moment, and they go through the list, find those topics for where they currently are in the process. And then they listen to them and get the answers that they need. So please, the data is out there. The information is out there. We do the Inventors Roundtable. So you can find the information you need if you are trying to invent a new product and get it out there into the marketplace. Join us. And join us on the radio, too, because it's amazing how fast a Monday rolls around, and we are always looking for inventors to join us. Thank you so much. And we have got another segment coming up with David Stream from Wedgelight. He has got more than 100 different products that he has named and taken to market. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
My name is Rita Crompton. I am the host of Invent America with Michael King, and we are so grateful that Home Talk USA has given Invent America and all of the American inventors out there a place to go to gather information. And so today we are talking about how important it is to pick a good name. My guest and industry expert is David Strain. David is the founder of Edgy Tools. He's got over 100 products out there that he's had to name. And, you know, the funny thing is that if you don't pick the right name, and it's challenging, then nobody can find you. So, David, tell our listeners, thank you so much for being with us today. You're a wonderful guest, And so tell us about Edgy Tools, and then I want you to tell us, how do you name a product?
So there's a lot of different ways that I name my products. At Edgy Tools, we're a little edgy, so we use some innuendos and funny things and whatever. But I found the best result is, A, if the product's very easy name to remember and to tell your friends about, as well as if it can say what it does. So, for instance, I have the control punch. It's a punch that gives you more control when you use it. I have the wedge light, which is a wedge that lights up so you can see the interior of door panels and stuff in the automotive repair space. So if you can name it, what it does is very, you're a step ahead. And again, something easy to refer. You know, if you're using a product and you want to tell your friend about it, it's got to be simple and easy to remember, top of mind.
You're so right. You know, when I get somebody that spells something that is just, you know, it's like, what language are you speaking? And, you know, the trademark office always tells them, oh, it's got to be unique. It's got to be something different. You know, Kleenex was not a word until we all learned that it was something you used to wipe your nose. And, you know, but they had a lot of money to educate potential buyers out there that it was not just a tissue for wiping your nose. It was a Kleenex for wiping your nose. Our inventors don't have millions of dollars to drop into branding the product, so they have to be smarter with their words.
Yeah, exactly. And I always say that clear is better than cute.
Yes, very good. I'm going to remember that. Do you mind if I use that?
No, please share.
All right, so advice for our inventors. Do you have additional advice for them on, you know, when they get to that point, they've already dropped a ton of cash on it. You know, they've got prototypes going, they've got patents pending, and now they're down to, a lot of times, their last dollars. And marketing can be really expensive. Give them some good advice on naming their products so they don't, you know, lose everything.
I could talk for hours and hours and days on that. But I would say, like I said, come up with that very clear, easy to remember name. And then my first step is always see if the domain, the URL is available, you know, because that kind of gives you a lot of protection, even if you're not going down the trademark and patent route and everything else. If you have the perfect name and you own the domain, it's very, very tough for people to come in and imitate you. You're the authority on that, in my mind.
I agree with you. I've always said, you know, buy a six-pack of beer or a good bottle of wine and sit a bunch of friends down around the table and then have them throw out words on what they would Google to find you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yep.
And, you know, practice, you know, see what fits together, you know, a good word that you would Google and then maybe an adjective that goes with it, something that makes sense, it's easy to remember, and then you do then the .com search. And that's the easiest. I had, you know, one of the inventors that's going to the ASD Market Week with us, and she did exactly that. She goes, well, how do I protect my name? And she came back, she goes, the .com is available. And I said, there you go. That's your first search. Grab it. And I said, you know, that if it comes up and it goes someplace else, you need to know what else it's going to. But good heavens, if that .com, it's like when they said, oh, I know you, you're that inventor lady. And I went home and I looked at inventorlady.com was available, and we had inventor lady 15 years ago.
Exactly. You know, you solidify your brand that way. And whether you or not you ever trademarked it, it doesn't matter because you're it. If somebody
can
Google it, they find you. So, that's perfect.
And so that is great news, and, you know, good for our inventors to know, because it can be, it sounds so simple, but it is such an important step in the process of getting a product to market.
Definitely.
So thank you, David, so much for being on with us today. You are a great industry expert, and we will have you on again. We will post you with all of your social media on our website. And stick with us, everybody, when we wrap up this Invent America Hour.
Thank you so much.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Thank you, everyone, so much for being with us today. You can go and find all of our episodes on InventAmerica.info. And I had a gentleman call me on Saturday. He goes, I just got done listening to your show. Can you help me? So, yes, I do answer my phone. My phone number is out there. You can reach me at Rita@InventorLady.com or InventAmerica.info will bring you directly to my email. If you are starting a project and you want to ask some questions, please let me know. If you just need a brand new prototype made, get a hold of CAD Design. Scott Tarsi is one of our sponsors, and he does wonderful work with early stage inventors. Next week, we are going to be talking about early steps. What is the first thing you should pay for? So join us then. All of you inventors out there, everyone who knows an inventor, and if you're not an inventor and you just want some really cool products, go listen to our shows and click on our links because they're all listed right there. Talk to you next week, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyficarts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Product, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.